ఓం నమః భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమః భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమః భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయం ఉదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిన్ భవతి నైష్టికీ. సున్నతాం సకదా కృష్ణ పుణ్యశ్రావణ కీర్తన హృద్యందస్థోహ్యభద్రాణి విదునోతి సుహృత్సలాం. సో ఆన్ ద ఒకేషన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ జన్మాష్టమి వి ఆర్ మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ. దిస్ మార్నింగ్ వి విల్ రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text Number 29. Valsan Munjan Kujit Asamaye Kosha Sanjada Hasaha Steyam Swat Atyada Dadipayaha Kalpitai స్థేయోగై మర్కాన్ భోక్ష్యన్ విభజతి స చేన్నాత్తి బాండం విన్నత్తి ద్రవ్యాలాభే సగృహ కుపితో యాత్యుపక్రోశ్య తోగాన్ మత్సాన్ ముంజన్ క్వచిత సమయే క్రోశ సంజోదహాస. స్థేయం స్వాదత్యదతిపయ కల్పిదై స్థేయోగై. మర్కాన్ భోక్షన్ విభజతి స చిన్నాతి బాంధం భిన్నత్తి. ద్రవ్యాలాభే సగృహకుపితో యాత్యుపక్రోశతోకాన్. మత్సాన్ ముంజన్ క్వచిత సమయే క్రోశ సంజాదః సః. స్థేయం స్వాదత్యదతిపయ కల్పితై స్థేయయోగై. మర్కాన్ భోక్ష్యన్ విభజతి స చేన్నాత్తి బాంధం విన్నత్తి. ద్రవ్యాలాభే సగృహకుపితో యాత్యుపక్రోశతోకాన్. మత్సాన్ ముంజన్ క్వచిత సమయే క్రోశ సంజోదః సః. స్థేయం స్వాదత్యదతిపయ కల్పితై స్థేయయోగై. మర్కాన్ భోక్ష్యన్ విభజతి సచ్చేన్నాస్తి బాంధం భిన్నత్తి. ద్రవ్యాలాభే సగృహకుపితో యాత్యుపక్రోశతోకాన్. వత్సాన్ పుంజన్ క్వచిత సమయే క్రోశ ఛందోదః సః. స్థేయం తాత్వదిదన్నదివయ కల్పిదై స్థేయయోగై. మర్కాన్ భోక్ష్యన్ విపరిది సచైన్నాతి బాంధం భిన్నత్తి. नम्यालाभे सग्रह कुपितो याति वक्रशतो कान समये क्रोश संजादः सः स्नेयं स्वादत्यदतदिवय कल्पितै स्नेययोगै मत्कान् भोक्षन् विभजति सजेन्नात्ति बान्धं भिन्नत्ति नम्यानामे सगकुपितो यात्युपक्रोशतोकान् Madajis, Valsan, the cows, Munjan, releasing, Kwajet, sometimes, Asamaye, at odd times, Prasachanja Dahasa. After this, when the head of the house is angry, Krishna begins to smile. Steyam obtained by stealing. Swadu, very tasteful. Atti, eats. Tata, thus. Nadibaya, pot of curd and milk. Kalpitai, device. Steya yogai, by some sort of stealing process. By some sort of stealing process. Markan, to the monkeys. Bhokshyan, giving to eat. Vibhajati, divides their portion. Saha, the monkey. Chet, if. Na, not. Atti, eats. Bandham, the pot. Binnati, he breaks. He breaks. Javyalabe, when eatables are unavailable, or he cannot find such spots. Sagraha kupitai, Sagraha kupita, he becomes angry at the residence of the house. Yati, he goes away. Uvakroshya, irritating and pinching. Tokan, the small children. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Our dear friend Yashoda, your son sometimes comes to our houses before the milking of the cows and releases the cows. And when the master of the house becomes angry, your son merely smiles. Sometimes he devises some process by which he steals palatable curd, butter and milk, which he then eats and drinks. When the monkeys assemble, he divides it with them. And when the monkeys have their bellies so full that they won't take any more, that they won't take more, he breaks the pots. Sometimes, if he gets no opportunity to steal butter or milk from a house, he'll be angry at the householders, and for his revenge, he will agitate the small children by pinching them. Then when the children begin crying, Krishna will go away. Please repeat. Translation. Our dear friend Yashoda, your son sometimes comes to our houses before the milking of the cows and releases the calves. And when the master of the house becomes angry, your son merely smiles. Sometimes he devises some process by which he steals palatable curd, butter and milk, which he then eats and drinks. When the monkeys assemble, he divides it with them. And when the monkeys have their bellies so full that they won't take more, He breaks the pots. Sometimes, if he gets no opportunity to steal butter or milk from a house, he will be angry at the householders. And for his revenge, he will agitate the small children by pinching them. Then when the children begin crying, Krishna will go away. Purport. The narration of Krishna's naughty childhood activities would be presented to Mother Yashoda in the form of complaints. Sometimes Krishna would enter the house of a neighbor, and if he found no one there, he would release the calves before the time for the cows to be milked. The calves are actually supposed to be released when their mothers are milked, but Krishna would release them before that time, and naturally the cows would drink all the milk from their mothers. When the cowherd men saw this, they would chase Krishna and try to catch him, saying, "Here is Krishna doing mischief." But he would flee and enter another house, where he would again devise some means to steal butter and curd. Then the cowherd men would again try to capture him, saying, "Here is a butter thief, better capture him." And they would be angry, but Krishna would simply smile, and they would forget everything. Sometimes in their presence, he would begin eating the curd and butter. There was no need for Krishna to eat butter, since his belly was always full, but he would try to eat it, or else he would break the pots and distribute the contents to the monkeys. In this way, Krishna was always engaged in mischief making. If in any house he could not find any butter or curd to steal, he would go into a room and agitate the small children sleeping there by pinching them, and when they cried, he would go away. Om Akyanati Mirandasya Kyananjana Salagaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sakana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditascha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusude Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vangcha Kalpatarubhyascha Kribasandavya Evacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mugam karo divacharam pangam nangayade girim Ekripatam hammande shri gurum dinatarinam Paramananda madhavam krishna chaitanyameshwaram Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatire Satarini So I pray for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can speak something for my own purification. Yogam Matma Mishuddhaye. So Vasudev, after bringing Krishna to Nanda Maharaj, requested Vasudeva at one point requested Nanda Maharaj, saying that there is going to be so many calamities. I can see that there is going to be so many calamities in Gokula. So, please protect your child. He told him like that. So, Nanda Maharaj is a cowherd man, village man, and being simple-hearted, he simply accepted the words of Vasudeva and was always protective of his son. So, when as per the prediction, Ashariri Kamsa heard that eighth child of Devaki would kill him. So, somehow or other, Vasudeva could pacify Kamsa at that time, saying that it's the eighth son of Devaki who is going to kill you. So why do you want to kill Devaki now? You spare your sister. And when, Vasudeva was very talking diplomatically. That is his business as a Kshatriya. Kshatriya can be diplomatic. So, he told him, when our children are born, I will bring them to you. And you can kill those, you can kill those children. So then, hearing Vasudeva's counseling, Krishna accepted. And then, but when the eighth child came, it was a girl, and when Krishna tried to kill her, she simply rose from his hands. And then, going into the sky, she announced that your killer is already born. So there is no way you are going to escape. So then Kamsa decided that all children who are born in that area must be killed. So he started sending his agents for killing all the babies. So Putana was one such witch. She was also going around killing babies. Then finally she came to Nanda Maharaj's house. So when she came to Nanda Maharaj's house, Krishna was already there. And Mother Yashoda and Balaram was there. Mother Yashoda and Rohini were there. And they were enjoying the pastimes of baby Krishna. So in order to get into the house, Putana actually assumed the form of a beautiful aristocratic lady. And she just came into the house, just like other ladies were coming to see baby Krishna. So she came into the house. And being simple village women, Mother Yashoda and Rohini did not think much of such a beautiful aristocratic lady coming into the house. And Putana came into the house and immediately took baby Krishna on her lap and tried to feed him breast milk. Jai Shri Gaurnitai ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Rasmi Arji ki jai. Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman ki jai. Srila Prabhupada. So then they did not see anything abnormal with this. But actually, this Putana, even though she was very beautiful, she was also dangerous because she had poison on her breast. So, sometimes this can happen. One may get attracted to a beautiful woman, but there is also danger involved in such association. So in this case, Putana actually wanted to kill Krishna. So in the guise of feeding him, she was actually feeding Krishna poison. So Krishna simply sucked her breast and also squeezed it so hard that she was writhing in pain. Putana writhed in pain. And she could not release his hand. So then she writhed in pain, actually she died. So when Krishna was killing her, she could not hide her mystic opulence. So through mystic opulence she had assumed a form of a beautiful woman and came. So she became so big and she assumed her original form as a witch and a demoness. And she just fell down dead. And it was occupying, said that it was occupying more than 8 miles in Vrindavan. So then, when this happened, everybody was quite surprised. And Nanda Maharaj was not there in the house at that time. He had gone out for something. When he was coming back, he saw all this commotion and a big witch lying in the village. And so they saw Pudana was lying. So what they did was they cut up the body into several pieces. Just like when a snake is poisonous. So when a snake is killed, they cut it up into different pieces and burn the body. So that all inauspiciousness will go away. So the same way they treated Pudana witch. And her body was burnt. But then they also noticed that when the body was burnt, a nice fragrance was coming. Why was that? Because even though Pudana came to kill Krishna, somehow or other she came to Krishna, and Krishna actually allowed her to come in to the house. And then when Krishna killed her, because she was killed by Krishna, she became completely purified. And the other thing is that she came to give something to Krishna. Even though she wanted to give poison to Krishna, she came like a mother and offered something. And Krishna thought, she is coming to me like a mother, so let me accept this service. And then because of her bad intention, Krishna gave severe punishment to her. But then she was completely purified through that punishment. And therefore this burning of the body created such an auspicious fragrance. Then naturally then, because of being killed by Krishna, she was actually promoted to the spiritual world, where she became one of the nurses for Krishna, in a motherly relationship with Krishna. So when this happened, Nanda Maharaj was thinking, this Vasudev must be someone really great. He actually foretold this. He actually prophesied that something is going to happen. It's actually happened. So he was a simple villager. And Prabhupada explained that actually Vasudev foretold this, not based on his any abilities of prophecy, but because he was a Kshatriya, he was a politician, he could see what is going on in Mathura and Kamsa's dealings. So he was just making a political prediction that he is going to send some people to kill. Sometimes this happens like that. So then Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they took their children on their lap, thanking the Supreme Personality of Godhead that they have saved Krishna. Maybe this was some demon which came to attack Krishna, and they have been saved by providence. So they were very happy and they were continuing their pastimes with Krishna. So then once Krishna was lying in his cradle, and this was placed under a cart. But this cart was actually known as Shakadasura. This was also a demon. So when Krishna was lying, he was looking for his mother, he was crying. He was crying for his mother. But the mother was busy with something. So like a child who kicks his feet in anger, Krishna also started kicking his feet in anger and crying. So when he did that, you know, his legs hit the cart, and the cart completely broke into pieces and made a big noise. So this was Krishna killing Shakadasura. So our acharyas explained that Edetam Shakala Pumsa Krishna Subhagavan Swayam Indarivya Kulam Logam Radayandi Yuge Yuge. There are so many incarnations of Krishna. But Krishna is known as the source of all incarnations. Ede Chamsakala Pumsa. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So what happens, just like Vamanadev. Vamanadev wanted to put a second step, because first step he had covered the whole of the earth. With the second step he had to cover, he covered the entire universe in order to vanquish Bali Maharaj. But in order to do that, he had to assume a huge, gigantic form. So he covered the entire universe. He had to do something extraordinary. Or when Hiranyakashipu had to be killed, then Lord Vishnu had to assume a very special form, Nrisingadev, and he had to use a lot of fighting to kill Hiranyakashipu, because Hiranyakashipu was so powerful. But here is Krishna, a small baby lying in a cradle, and he wanted to kill one asura who came to harm him, to kill him. He simply didn't have to do anything. He just played like a natural child, just kicking his feet, and this demon is completely finished. So then, so Shakadasura was killed like this, and then, therefore, Acharya say, therefore one can understand, then Krishna doesn't have to do anything special to manifest his opulence. His incarnations may have to do something extraordinary to show their power. Krishna, in his own natural position, he can do everything. So then, later on, Kamsa sent another demon. This was called Trinavarta. So Trinavarta came to Gokula, and then there was heavy whirlwind everywhere, and dust was going everywhere. Nobody could see anything. So what happened was, Mother Yashoda was actually holding Krishna. So when Krishna knew that Trinavarta was coming, suddenly this baby Krishna, Mother Yashoda is always holding and going everywhere, suddenly this child becoming very heavy. He was becoming so heavy that she could not hold him. So she just placed him on the floor. And she was wondering, what's happening to my child? So she just placed him. So she was thinking some ghost has attacked him. That's why he is becoming so heavy. So she placed him on the floor, and then as soon as Trinavarta came, Krishna became very light. Anoraniyan Mahadomahiyan. He is smaller than the smallest and greater than the greatest. So, in Krishna's case, Krishna was just same child. So Mother Yashoda, she felt very heavy. When Trinavarta came, the same Krishna, Trinavarta simply carried him away in the form of a whirlwind. And so Trinavarta took him up to the sky and he was going to kill him. Then as he was going up and up, Krishna simply caught him by the neck, because he was a baby and he didn't want to fall down. He caught him, Trinavarta's neck. And suddenly Trinavarta felt that this boy is becoming heavy now. And he was becoming heavier and heavier and heavier, that he just wanted to throw him away. But Krishna was holding so tight on his neck that he could not throw him away. So in this way Krishna killed Trinavarta, and then both of them came crashing to the ground. So actually when Pudana fell also, Krishna was completely unharmed. And Pudana fell, Krishna just simply came on her chest, and Krishna was just playing with Pudana. Then the gopis came and took him away. The same when Trinavarta, he killed Trinavarta also, Krishna came back completely unharmed. So always Vasudeva was thinking, Nanda Maharaj was thinking about Vasudev. But he is really an amazing person. He told about these things beforehand. So, Then at this one point, Vasudev had met Gargamuni. So Vasudev told Gargamuni, you please go to Nanda Maharaj's house. And you give them, please go and meet them. Because Krishna, and it is time for giving name to these two boys, in Gokula. Nanda Maharaj's son. You have to name Nanda Maharaj's son and Rohini's son. So Gargamuni came to Gokula. And he came to Nanda Maharaj's house. So as soon as Nanda Maharaj saw Gargamuni there, he was completely jubilant. Because he knew that Gargamuni is such a great Brahmana and such a great astrologer. No ordinary person can see him with his ordinary eyes. So he was fortunate to be seeing Gargamuni. So he praised him like that. He gave proper praise. And then requested, asked him what he can do for Gargamuni. So then it was time for name giving ceremony for Krishna. But then Gargamuni told him that I am the priest for the Yadavas. I am the Yadukula priest. So if we conduct a big ceremony for Krishna and Balaram, for these children, then, because I am the priest for Vasudev and Devaki, Kamsa will figure out that this is actually Krishna and Balaram. They are going to kill me. So there will be a lot of problems for you. So then Nanda Maharaj said, in that case, simply do this in secret. We will not even call our relatives. You just chant the mantras for them right now. And then Gargamuni explained, on hearing the words of Gargamuni, Nanda Maharaj said, if there is such danger, then it is better not to plan any gorgeous name-giving ceremony. It would be better for you to simply chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purificatory process. We belong to the twice-born caste, and I am taking this opportunity of your presence. So please perform the name-giving ceremony without external pomp. Nanda Maharaj wanted to keep the name-giving ceremony a secret and yet take advantage of Gargamuni's performing the ceremony. When Gargamuni was so eagerly requested by Nanda Maharaj, he performed the name-giving ceremony as secretly as possible in the cowshed of Nanda Maharaj. He informed Nanda Maharaj that the son of Rohini would be very pleasing to his family members and relatives and therefore would be called Rama. In the future he would be extraordinarily strong and therefore would be called Baladev. Gargamuni said further, because your family and the family of the Yadus are so intimately connected and attracted, his name will also be Sangarshana. This means that Gargamuni awarded three names to the son of Rohini, namely Balaram, Sangarshan and Baladev. But he carefully did not disclose the fact that Balaram had also appeared in the womb of Devaki and was subsequently transferred to the womb of Rohini. Krishna and Balaram are real brothers, being originally sons of Devaki. Gargamuni then informed Nanda Maharaj, as far as your son is concerned, this child has taken different bodily complexions in different yugas. First of all, he assumed the color white, then the color red, and then the color yellow. Now he has assumed the color black. Besides that, he was formerly the son of Vasudev. Therefore, his name should be Vasudev as well as Krishna. Some people will call him Krishna and some will call him Vasudev. But one thing you must know, this son had many, many other names and activities due to his different pastimes. So basically, Gargamuni indicated that Krishna is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who has assumed different colors in different yugas, white, red and yellow. Actually, Krishna assumed yellow color when he appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna varnam tisha krishnam sango bangasta parshadam etne sangeetana prayai yatandi sumedasa. So Krishna varnam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always glorifying Krishna. Tisha krishnam, he is not of a blackish complexion. Sangobanga Subarjan. He came with his associates. Yatne Sangeetana Praye. He will actually propagate the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yadandihi Sumedasa. And in the age of Kali, those who have little intelligence, those whose intelligence is clear, Sumedasa, will accept Krishna consciousness. So because this boy's color is like a blackish cloud, he will be known as Krishna. So Garga Muni performed the name giving ceremony. And then Krishna and Balaram, they were babies. So they were such small babies, they started crawling on their knees to move from one place to another. So as they were crawling, their ankle bells were ringing. And then also on the ladies, there are ankle bells on the feet of the ladies also. When they heard, these babies heard the ankle bells ringing on these ladies, they will call after them, thinking it is their mother. So when these babies will come near their feet, the mother will turn and look, the gopi will turn and look, oh, this is Krishna and Balaram, they will say something. As soon as the baby is here, oh, this is not my mother, so I will go back. And then they will go back to their real mothers, Yashoda and Rohini. So then afterwards they were able to stand up on their own. So when they were able to stand up on their own, then they started creating more mischief. So these are the childhood pastimes of Krishna. They are actually very wonderful pastimes. Because in the material world, nobody can stand that somebody is more opulent than me. So we don't really like to hear about the opulence of some other person. So even though all the incarnations of Vishnu manifest unlimited opulence, Icha Dvesha Samuttena, the conditioned souls have come into the material world because of desire to lord it over material nature and because of our envy of Krishna. So they don't like to hear someone greater than me. So if Vishnu is performing great pastimes, why should I care about that? But Krishna, as a baby, childhood pastimes, these are just the activities of an innocent child. So that is very attractive. Anybody can relate to that. We don't think of a child as a big threat. Even materialists will not think of a small child as a big threat. So Krishna can capture the conditioned souls in this way through his childhood pastimes. So actually the childhood pastimes of Krishna are actually very wonderful, and they are actually great pastimes of Krishna. So when they were little children, Krishna and Balaram would go in the, will be playing and going to different houses in the neighborhood. So in some houses they will go and they will see that the cows and calves are there. Because this was a Vaishya community. Krishi Goraksha Vanityam Vaishya Karma Subhavacham. Protection of the cows and doing business is the occupational duty of the Vaishyas. So when they see that the cows are there, they are tied up, Krishna and Balaram will go and release the cows. Asamaye means not in a timely manner. What is a timely manner? Timely manner is when it is milking time for the cows. Then the calf can be released. Calf will go and take some milk. And when it had its quota of milk, then the remaining milk will be taken by the cowherd. And that will be used for human consumption and for selling. That is their business. But Krishna will come and spoil this. Then when the householder comes, becoming angry at Krishna, he will run away. He will run away to another house. So there he will go and steal butter He will make a scheme to steal butter and yogurt and curd, and they will be enjoying that. Again, when that householder catches him and becomes angry at him, then Krishna simply smiles and gives such a beautiful smile, transcendental smile, everyone just forgets everything else. They forget that Krishna has caused some mischief. And then so while stealing butter like that, then some monkeys will assemble and then Krishna will just divide all his stolen property among the monkeys. And then they will also be full. Then sometime when Krishna goes to somebody's house, these things are not available. Butter, curd and yogurt, they are not available at some person's house. So then he will become angry at that householder. So what can he do there? He wants to do some mischief again. So he'll go and see that the small babies are lying there sleeping. So he'll go near them and just pinch them. As soon as they start crying, they will run away from that place. In this way, Krishna was performing his naughty pastimes in his childhood. So then the gopis will come to Mother Yashoda. They are complaining to Mother Yashoda. So this is one such complaint. This verse is one such complaint to Mother Yashoda. So what will Mother Yashoda do? They are coming and complaining to Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda will simply smile, hearing about all this naughty activities of Krishna. Of course, the persons who come to complain to Mother Yashoda, they are also not very serious. They don't have a really serious complaint, but they enjoy the pastimes of Krishna. They also enjoy coming to Mother Yashoda and complaining to her, so that she will actually punish her child. They want to see that happening. So then, what happened was, once they actually came and told Mother Yashoda, look, all these children, they were with Krishna. So all these children were with Krishna and they came. And even Balram came and said, look now what your son has done. He has actually eaten earth. So, in this way they were trying to incite Mother Yashoda's anger, so that she will actually punish Krishna. So then, she told Krishna, everyone is complaining that you have eaten earth. Why is it? You have everything here. Why don't you eat what I have cooked? Why are you eating earth like this? Dirt like this? So Krishna actually starts crying. So this is natural for child. It's also natural for the child to be sometimes telling lies, because to avoid punishment by the mother. So Krishna says, look, I was playing with all these boys and they became angry with me, and they are coming and telling lies to you. And even Balram has joined them this time. I did not eat any dirt. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that actually Krishna was accusing all these devotees of being liars. Actually, devotees are not liars, but they have been given that position after many, many pious activities. They have been given a chance to take part in the pastimes of Krishna. So they are actually great devotees who have done great austerities and penances and so many pious activities in their past lives. Now they have got a chance to take part in the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. So when Mother Yashoda heard this and asked Krishna like that, and Krishna told like that, then Mother Yashoda said, okay, so let me see. She actually asked Krishna to open the mouth. And then inside Krishna's mouth, Mother Yashoda saw the whole creation. and even her own Vrindavan Dham. And so like that, she saw the entire creation, the universal form within Krishna's mouth. Then she was really surprised. What is this? Is this really my child? Or some illusion? No, actually, I am in sound mind. I am not crazy. So what's happening here? So like this she was thinking. And so Krishna didn't want to spoil the maternal affection of Mother Yashoda. So he again assumed his natural form. And Mother Yashoda embraced Krishna. She wanted to kiss Krishna as her child. So in this way Krishna is performing his pastimes for the pleasure of Mother Yashoda. Another time also Krishna showed the universal form when Mother Yashoda was just feeding Krishna. She was just looking at Krishna's face. Then also she saw universal form in Krishna's mouth. So in this way Mother Yashoda was performing as parental pastimes with Krishna. So later on, Krishna actually was performing pastimes of stealing butter and yogurt from the cowherd boys. From the cowherd men. So another time, Mother Yashoda was actually, she wanted to feed Krishna. Krishna actually came. Krishna came to Mother Yashoda. And he indicated that he wants to get her breast milk. So she started nursing him. So then when that was going on, suddenly Mother Yashoda saw that the milk pot was boiling on the stove. So that time all the maidservants were also busy. So Mother Yashoda wanted to prevent the milk from boiling over. So she just dropped Krishna and she went to take care of the boiling milk. So when Krishna was left like this by Mother Yashoda, again Krishna became angry that his mother left him like that. So he wanted to suck her breast milk. So then he actually broke the butter pot. Then he went away, hiding somewhere. So after Mother Yashoda took care of the milk and came back, she could not see Krishna, but she saw the broken pot of yogurt and everything else on the ground. She could understand that this is Krishna's work. So she went looking for him with a stick. Then when she found Krishna, and she started chasing him. So Krishna was running away and Mother Yashoda was following with a stick in her hand. So it is described that actually great yogis and saints, they try to catch a glimpse of Krishna by through severe penances and austerities and through meditation. They cannot, it's very difficult for them to find Krishna like that. But here is Krishna playing in the court of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda is trying to catch him and Krishna is running away in fear from Mother Yashoda. Fear personified is afraid of Krishna, but that Krishna is showing fear in front of Mother Yashoda. So the devotee, position of a devotee of Krishna is in this way higher than Krishna because of their love for Krishna. So when Mother Yashoda could not catch him, finally Krishna agreed to be caught, and then Mother Yashoda caught him and she wanted to beat Krishna. But in the meantime Krishna was so full of tears and Mother Yashoda thought, this child is so afraid of me, so it's not good that I beat him like this. So then she decided, but this child has to be taught a lesson, he should be punished. So finally Mother Yashoda decided to punish Krishna. So she went and took the rope that is used for churning butter. She took that rope and she was trying to bind Krishna. So she tied it around his waist, and when it was time to knot the rope, she found it was 2 fingers short. Then she went and got another rope, and she tried the same thing again, it was 2 fingers short. Then in the meantime, the other ladies from neighborhood, they also came, they saw this was happening, so they also brought their ropes and everything. Every time it is 2 inches short. Then Mother Yashoda started perspiring, and then the gopis were laughing, what's happening here? And when Krishna saw that they were doing this, Mother Yashoda is getting tired, and finally he agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda's love. So then he was bound, and he was stuck to a mortar, tied to a mortar. In this way, Krishna was performing very wonderful pastimes in Gokula. So when he was tied to the mortar, and then he was left there, and Mother Yashoda went somewhere, again Krishna was angry. Why did my mother leave me like this, tying up to a mortar? What should I do now? Then he saw the 2 trees in front of him, Yamalarjuna trees. So the story of the Yamalarjuna trees were that they were residents of the heavenly planets, and they were enjoying association of women, but they were naked. And Narada Muni was passing by, and he saw that they had no respect, they were not showing respect to him. And they were actually so engaged in sense gratification. So Narada Muni wanted to teach them a lesson. Actually, the ladies, when they saw Narada Muni coming, they covered themselves. But these two demigods, Yamala and Arjuna, they were completely immersed in sense gratification. So Narada cursed them, "You will be born as trees." Then they came to their senses and begged Narada Muni for some remedy for this curse. And then Narada Muni said, "Okay, because I cursed you, you have to be born as trees. But you will be born as trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Then you will be delivered by Krishna." So to fulfill the words of his devotee, Krishna pulled this mortar along with him. And he passed in between the 2 trees. So when that happened, the mortar was stuck in between the 2 trees. And Krishna, without caring for anything, he just pulled it hard. When he pulled it hard, the 2 trees came uprooted. And then these demigods came, and they were offering prayers to Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were not there at that time. All the children saw this. Then they went and told Nanda Maharaj that your son is like this. People are coming and offering prayers. But Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were in the mood of parental affection. So they did not take these things very seriously. They simply thought Krishna is their beloved child. So in this way, Srunadamsa Kala Krishna Punya Shravana Ketana Kridyandasto Hibadrani Vitanodi Suhatsadam. Krishna is performing his pastimes like an ordinary child. But at the same time, he is manifesting his divine transcendental opulence. So these are very wonderful things to hear, and these are very actually purifying. Punya Shravana Ketana Kridyandasto. Our hearts can become purified by meditating on the pastimes of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada has given us this wonderful Krishna consciousness. By his causeless mercy, he has made Krishna a household name throughout the entire planet, throughout the entire universe. Before Srila Prabhupada came, even though there was Bhagavad Gita distributed in other parts of the world, nobody knew who Krishna was. Or even in India, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita, but none of them highlights the supreme transcendental position of Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, in every word, every page, it is declared that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So, So this Krishna, this basic understanding, smartavya sadadam Vishnu vismartavyo na jaduchin sarve vidhi nishedasi edayoreva kingara. One should always remember Krishna, and one should never forget him. So these are the two basic injunctions. These are the primary injunctions of all the Vedas. All other injunctions, that is vidhi nisheda, that is regulative principles. What are the things that you should do and what are the things that you should not do? Nisheda, what things you should not do. So the injunctions are like that. Things that you should do and things that you should not do. So all these should do's and should not do's, they are all those rules and regulations, they are servants of this basic principle that one should always remember Krishna. That is, this is the thing that you should do, should always remember Krishna. And things that you should not do, one should never forget him. So they are basic servants of these two basic injunctions. So if we can understand that, and we can make progress in spiritual life, advancement in Krishna consciousness. So I'll stop here at this point. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to remember Krishna's pastimes. If anybody has any questions, we can discuss. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Universal form? Yeah.
Are they same?
Yes, universal form is the same, but Krishna showed his universal form on different occasions. Right here itself we saw on two occasions when Krishna showed universal form to Mother Yashoda. He also saw Arjuna also saw Krishna's universal form. So when Mother Yashoda saw the universal form, she thought this is some work of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore she simply offered respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So devotees don't like to so much see the universal form. So Mother Yashoda was thinking that I cannot ascertain the cause of this. What is my child showing? So Prabhupada says, actually when we cannot ascertain the cause of something that is happening in our life, then the best thing is to offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is the cause of all causes. Isharas Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvagarana Karanam. The cause of all causes is Krishna. Then he also suddenly says, devotee, when he sees something happening in life, that is, then what does the devotee think? Devotee think, tattena kambam susumikshamano bunjana evatma kridam vibhagam ridvag vabhubhin vidadan namaste jiveda yomukti padesa dayabhat. So when devotee sees some misery happening in life, unfavorable incidents happening in his life, he thinks that this is all the causeless mercy of Krishna. Because of my past misdeeds, I am experiencing this calamities. So I should simply offer respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with body, mind and words. In this way, if a devotee thinks, then it is described that he becomes eligible to get liberation, to go back to Godhead. So Arjuna also saw the universal form, and Arjuna started offering prayers. In fact, he offered prayers to Krishna and requested him to assume his original two-handed form. Mother Yashoda also, Mother Yashoda did not think that Krishna was showing the universal form, that her baby was showing. This is happening due to Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this is my baby Krishna. This is my child. That is the action of Yogamaya.
When we show to Arjuna, Krishna said that I am showing this with you for the first time. Nobody has seen my this form. But Yashoda was already shown.
I see. Okay. So why did Krishna say this is the first time? different forms of universal form are there. Okay, so the answer to your original question is there are different forms. Right, okay. Actually, in universal form, everything is there, but depending on the devotee, what he sees, depends. This is like Arjuna was in the war front. So, all the violent and fearful things was happening in Krishna's universal form in the battle of Kurukshetra. Mother Yashoda was seeing her own Vrindavan inside Krishna's universal form. So, Mother Yashoda, actually Krishna didn't want to scare her so much. Because Krishna didn't want this parental love to be diminished under any circumstance. So Krishna showed his opulence only to the extent that Mother Yashoda was seeing something mystical is happening here. But he didn't want to scare her. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Rasvi.